Well, let us go before the Lord in prayer. Let us begin in silence as we center our hearts, our minds, and our spirit in the presence of God. Loving God, creating God, redeeming God, omnipresent God, omnipotent God, gracious God, patient God. Father, just what attribute could we give you? For no one would fully contain who you are, except maybe one, a God of love. So as we come before you today, we bow our hearts before you, seeking forgiveness for sin. We bring our hearts before you, seeking healing from hurt. We bring ourselves before you, lifting our joy and our accomplishments and giving you thanks and praise. We come bringing you the needs of our hearts and lives in this church and community and our nation. As we come before another electoral cycle, we pray for those who will vote and those who will be voted for. We pray, God, that you would lead us all in ways of peace and grace. And Father, as we lift our church and community, we lift other churches in our community and around the world. The call upon the church today to be a faithful witness to Christ in the world is urgent. The need of communities and individuals and nations is urgent. The peace that Christ offers is a solution. So, Father, we lift it up today that we would be emboldened and empowered to share your love and grace in the message of hope that is uniquely in Jesus our Christ. So, Father, today as we pray for the needs and spoken aloud, written in a bulletin, or just upon our hearts, we know that you hear us. For we find our voice in the very throne room of the creating God of the universe. How much you love us. You're never too busy or preoccupied to hear our prayers and to touch our lives. So we bring it all to you, our Lord, our God, our hope, our Redeemer. And would ask now that you would hear us, as in heart and voice we pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.